Also looking forward to seeing how the Melbourne Storm fare tomorrow night. Big game against the Sydney Roosters at Allianz Stadium. The Storm are currently sitting second on the table. They're 4-1 to start the year, so in an excellent spot. But it's a big clash tomorrow night against the Roosters. And Melbourne Storm great assistant coach Ryan Hinchcliffe joins us on the line to preview the action. Morning, Ryan. How are you?
Morning, mate. I'm very good, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How excited are the boys to get up there to Sydney and have a crack at the Roosters?
Yeah, great opportunity. We haven't played at Allianz Stadium yet, so it'll be the first time our boys get to run out there. So it's a pretty impressive stadium by the look of it. So, yeah, the Roosters are going really well. So, you know, it shapes for a fierce contest tomorrow night.
Got a good record against the Roosters as well. I think it's 8 of the past 9 against them that the Storm have won. And as I said, 4-1 to start the year. And a narrow victory against the Bulldogs last week. It probably wasn't the most clinical Melbourne Storm performance, but would I be right in saying sometimes you just got to get the win on the board and move on?
Yeah, without a doubt. That's, like the Bulldogs this year are a lot better team than what they were last year. So, you know, they actually played really well. They made us, you know, certainly earn it. There were some really good things we got out of that game, but there's a couple of little areas that we want to make sure that we tinker with and improve on. So, it was nice to be able to get the result last week, but, our focus has, been with the Roosters and make sure that we've had a good prep and get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, what were some of those things that needed addressing after the performance?
Oh, there was just a couple of little defensive glitches on our right hand side there. So we sort of our right edge just sort of had a little bit of a look at that, and just making sure that our key playmakers are working together when we've got the ball. So just a couple of things that we've had a bit of a focus on this week, and hopefully see a bit of an improvement in those areas tomorrow. Sorry.
A big moment for young Sean Bloor as well, winning what was eventually the match winning try last week.
Yeah, it was outstanding. He's, he only come to us late in the off season. Sean from the Tigers, didn't get a whole lot of preseason, and we pretty much saw him straight into that left edge role. And he's been outstanding. He's for him to get through 80 minutes and have enough energy to score that try at the end. I was really happy to see him do that.
Spoke to Frank Panisi last week on the program. He said Nelson Asofa-Solomona was getting closer to a return for the Melbourne Storm. Expected to line up tomorrow night. How eager is he to get out there and make his presence felt?
Yeah, big Nass. He's had to work his way back into the team. He's had a couple of games in New South Wales Cup. We're really excited to have him back in the team. We certainly know what he can bring to our team. When he's playing his best footy. So he's been training well, and we're excited to see him get out there and put on the purple colours again.
No, Cam Munster had a difficult start to the season with a groin issue, but does it feel like with each game that's going by, he's starting to, and I suppose with time, he's starting to find his groove again?
Yeah, it was going to take him a little while. He's missed a fair bit of training, throughout when he had a bit of that groin issue going on, so he probably missed 5 weeks of training where he wasn't doing a whole lot. So when you miss that amount of load, it takes a little while to catch up, and he's in that process at the moment. But we know what a such a special talent he is, and when he's on the field, we're a better team. He's probably not at 100% fitness just yet, but he's certainly working his way towards that, and working his way towards our spine, making sure that they're all on the same page and working together, because when they are, they're a pretty special group.
Well, looking forward to seeing what the Storm can do up there in Sydney tomorrow night. As I said, 4-1 for the season. All four wins have come at home, so it'd be nice to notch one up on the road against the team that the Melbourne Storm have had great success against in the past. Hey, we also saw that the NRL yesterday launched the State of Origin fixture for this year, and we've got the big game at the MCG for June 26. Are you a big fan of having State of Origin here in Melbourne?
Yeah, I think why not? What a stadium for it, And I think it'll sell out, I'd imagine. So when we're going to one back in, it was about 2014, I can't remember, something like that. And, it was an amazing spectacle. So, it's a great boost for the game down here. The game's in a really good shape down here. But, for us to get an Origin game, which are, nearly the pinnacle of rugby league, the Origin encounters are, unbelievable to watch. And, I'm very excited that it's going to be down here in Victoria and played on the hallowed turf of the MCG.
Do you think State of Origin will always remain the pinnacle of the game? Like, I'm so intrigued as to how it's viewed by those in rugby league compared to, say, we know that it obviously faded out in the AFL, but do you think it will always stand the test of time, State of Origin?
Oh, it will, yeah, just because of the tradition and the rivalry that it's had over such a long period. And, you know, it's just everyone looks forward to it, you know. It's just, it doesn't matter what sport you enjoy watching, everyone watches State of Origin, you know. It's just become, you know, this beast. So I think it's definitely, you know, it's right up there. Now, there's a real push, you know, for the international game to, you know, get stronger and stronger with the, you know, with Tonga and Samoa, you know, becoming, you know, stronger and stronger as well. So, you know, whether it can compete with Origin, I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm certainly, you know, representing your country's, you know, obviously pretty special, but, you know, there's something about Origin that people just love.
Yeah, there's always an incredible atmosphere and can't wait to see it unfold at the MCG on June 26 in front of a packed house. Also, can't wait to see the Melbourne Storm in action tomorrow night, Ryan. We appreciate your time this morning and good luck. Hopefully we get the victory on the road.
Cheers, Matt. Thank you.
There's Ryan Hinchcliffe joining us there, one of the greats of the Melbourne Storm and now part of the assistant coaching crew there, and they sit 4-1, second on the table.